Thought is something that can't be destroyed, and we are thought. Therefore, we can never be destroyed. You have to take responsibility for everything that you are in your life and everything that you live internally. Now, the word responsibility means responding with ability. I have the ability to respond. I can respond with ability. Anything that you hate or are annoyed by or angry about is really your own hatred, your own annoyance. That's yours. You own it. Nobody else owns that. Nobody else can put that into you. Nobody injects you with anger or annoyance. It's all something that you own. And what happens as you move along the path in a more enlightened way is that you tend to regard the people who behave towards you in ways that you used to call annoying, you begin to see that as their problem. You don't own it any longer. You don't take it on to you any longer. So now you're responding with ability towards the people who are behaving in ways that you don't like. A solution-oriented way to dealing with it, rather than a problem-oriented way. And you have to always keep in mind that you're looking for solutions. Throughout history, there have been catastrophic events. There have been terrible things that we've had to deal with. We are not in any particularly unique time right now. How we react to things in our life is much more important than what the events are. Positive works, negative doesn't. We know that. The way that we think affects us. Our chemistry is affected by that. Nothing outside of you can make you unhappy, depressed, miserable, stressful, fearful, any of those things. There's no stress in the world. There's no fear in the world. There's no anxiety in the world. There are only people thinking anxiously, stressfully, fearfully. So what you do is you take responsibility for how you feel. And that comes from the way that you process events, not from events themselves. And how you process an event determines totally your level of happiness and fulfillment and success as a human being. We're going to continue to have a lot of circumstances that none of us like. And certainly there are going to be physical disasters, there are going to be natural disasters, and there are going to be human-made disasters. And there are some people who are going to be part of the problem, and there are some people who are going to be part of the solution. The ones who are going to be part of the problem are the ones who believe that the problem is what makes me upset. Therefore, I can't do anything about it because the problem has to go away before my upsetness goes away. The people who are part of the solution are going to say that this is the condition of the world, these are the things that we have created, these are the things that are, and I am going to process them in such a way that I can change it. So that means I can't be immobilized by my thoughts about things. The clock never turns backwards. Once you experience that nobody else can control your emotions, you get it because you experience it and you go through it. Then you get to the point where it's impossible for you to go backwards. The clock can't move back. You get treated in your life the way you teach people to treat you. Look at yourself and say, what is it about me that I have allowed this person to treat me in this way? What do I have to change so that I don't feel so abused and victimized rather than blaming the victimizers? And when you teach somebody over a lifetime what you're willing to put up with, then they will go as far as they can with that kind of negative conduct towards you. So you take the responsibility for how you get treated in your life. Throughout life, you have to do that. You have to do it in everything. And it all comes from this internal belief in who you are as a human being. You wouldn't abuse something that you thought was very valuable. Well, the same thing is true of yourself. If you think of yourself as very valuable, very important, very significant as a human being, then you would never ever allow yourself to abuse it, and you wouldn't allow someone else to abuse it. And most abuse that people have, whether it's their own smoking or their own overeating or their own alcoholism or whatever, it comes from a belief, a fundamental belief, that what I'm abusing isn't worth anything. Most people who are lonely only because they don't like the person they're alone with. If you like the person you're alone with, being alone is never lonely. It's just terrific. I've got some opportunity now to be with this terrific person. But if this person I'm alone with is really sort of contemptible and unacceptable to me, then I'm looking for somebody else to fill in the void. It applies to external abuse as well. And I'm not just talking physical abuse. I'm talking any kind of activity which you find yourself being treated in less than the perfection that you are. Each one of us is a part of a perfect universe. And we are as much a part of the universe as anyone else or anything else is in it. In a perfect universe which works on harmony and cooperation and love, there are no mistakes. So you're not a mistake. You are a part of the perfection of it. If you believe that about yourself, the first time that you begin to see other people behaving towards this perfection, this object of beauty and this object of importance, then you react the way you naturally would react to someone who's abusing something beautiful. You wouldn't allow that. You can't kill thoughts. Thoughts are energy. You can't kill feelings. Feelings are the result of thoughts. Matter or form or our bodies are just things that change form. Who we are as a human being is the entire mental process, the entire thinking process, the entire attitude process. We fear what we don't face, and what we don't face controls us. Another person's opinion is not truth. At least it's not your truth. It's not necessarily reality. It's not necessarily the best. It's not necessarily anything. It is somebody else's opinion. They can't hurt me. They can't destroy me. They can't make me into anything less than I am as a human being. They simply are other people's opinions. Opinions are of very little value. It's what you do with your opinions that makes all the difference in the world, not what your opinion is about something. My reputation is located in other people's opinions. That's what a reputation is. So I don't care about my reputation. I'm not interested in it at all. What other people think of me is where they are. What other people think of me is just that. What other people think is just that. The no-limit person is someone who understands that everything you do in life, you did because you were supposed to do it, otherwise you wouldn't have done it. The evidence for that you're supposed to do things is that you did it. You can't not do it. You can't should have done anything, or if only. If only doesn't exist. So you did it. Everything that happens to you that is considered negative or that is considered a failure is a hidden opportunity. And the seeds for all solutions to all problems are in the problem itself. The cure is in the illness. The cure is always in the illness. You ought to be the most grateful to the people that you feel are causing you the most upset in your life, because they're the ones who force you to face yourself. And it isn't what you face that controls your life. It's what you don't face that controls your life. You have to let other people know, including the people that love you the most, you have to let them know that you have to be your own person. And that when they want you to be something that you can't be because it conflicts with where you are on the path, that you have to say no to that. And that will strengthen the relationship. You will let somebody know, these are the limits. No, I can't be that. I can't be your little victim. I can't just be your little servant. It's only what you don't face. It's only the things that you just continue to ignore and you hope will go away that are really controlling your life in a negative way. So it's just like you reverse all of it. You begin to stand up to the people that you love the most, and also the people that don't even know you. you have gotten yourself to the point that you understand that what's inside of you is a result of what you think. Jealousy, anger, depression, fear, negativity of any kind are things that a lot of people spend a lot of time defending, and they're hardly worth defending at all. I am what I choose to believe about myself.
Over here is the no-limit person. And this is one of the crucial variables of the no-limit person. They are inner-directed. They consult their inner signals to decide what is right or wrong for themselves and to decide about their own life mission and what they're going to do. They have that quality of being able to say to themselves, this is what has meaning for me, and I have to do it because I believe it's right. Even if I fly in the face of criticism from everybody else down the line.